Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ hits a drive into deep left center. Back goes Arozarena. It's got a chance! Gone! A home run for Ian Happ. As Happ hits a high fly ball, deep center. Back goes Rodriguez. It's got a chance! Gone! Run homer Ian Happ. Cubs have taken a 6-1 lead.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And a pitch hit in the air to left, coming in. Ian Happ makes a nice sprawling backhanded diving catch. Great play by Ian Happ.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Did you hit a walk-off on Father's Day?
When Nico ran out, what did he like ran past you?
We played together for a long time now. We have a bunch of really cool moments together. He waited like at the bat rack.
When I saw that.
Like I did my interview and came down. He was waiting to give me a hug. Like that was just really cool. You just think about like all the memories we've had together and playing together for so long. That was a cool one.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, it is Ian Happ, CircaLasVegas.com. Raheemian Harris, Layla has the day off. David Haw filling in for Layla. And we're happy to be talking to the Cubs Gold Glove outfielder, Ian Happ. He co-hosts The Compound, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes dropping each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Ian. How are you doing? And how hot is it in St. Louis compared to what it was like in Chicago?
It's pretty similar, actually. Pretty similar to what it was in Chicago. It was a hot weekend, and we're going to have a hot week here. But night games aren't as bad. But yeah, it's sticky out here.
It's your first trip to St. Louis, and as you arrive and you're well familiar with the city, where does it rank on your list of cities to visit? Do you like going there?
I really like the ballpark. I think it's a good place to play, good batter's eye, and just really familiar with it, I think, just being in the division for so long. I have some good memories there, including my debut. It's a good atmosphere. It's a good place to play baseball.
Yeah, you've hit 11 home runs there. Only place you've hit more home runs on the road is good old Great American. We know how you feel about playing in Cincinnati. Tough night last night. It's been a tough stretch for you guys, losing 4 of your last 5. At a time like this, is this one of those things where you just say, hey, it's 162, you know you're not going to win them all, there's going to be rough patches?
Yeah, it's a long season. We're not even halfway through yet. We're getting close, but we're not quite there. And so, there's going to be a little stretch in there where things aren't going your way and you're not getting the results. I think overall, you look at the season, look at the way that we've played and the consistency that we've played with for the last 3 months, it's been really, really good. And so you have a little stretch here. It's our job to snap out of that a little bit, pick up a few wins here and get the momentum back and get rolling again. And I think that's kind of the goal of everybody. It sticks to the process and do the things that we know that we are good at as a team, as individuals, and get back to win a few games.
When you see a guy like Ben Brown struggling to the extent he has, and he know how much he thinks the game, I just wonder, from you're the senior member of the Cubs, you're a veteran in that clubhouse and seen guys come up and struggle and overcome those kinds of things in the past. He's a pitcher, though. You're a hitter. Does that change anything? Do you think about talking to him? Is that something that he can learn from your experiences, or how do you approach that?
Well, yeah, definitely having conversations. I think just Ben's a really good guy. He's one of the nicest individuals, and he is super talented. You know, he has the ability. He's got an upper 90s fastball. He's got an unbelievable secondary pitch with that knuckle curve slider. And so just talking about, you know, I'm not going to be able to help him on the pitching side as much, but talking to him just about how he's doing and his process and what he's thinking. And sometimes the game's hard. Sometimes the game's really tough and challenging. And he's done a great job of, in between his starts, putting the work in. I know that he's working on a ton of stuff with Tommy and with the pitching staff and the coaches there. And he's going to have a long, successful big league career. He's got the stuff to do it. And just being there to support and answer any questions and help as much as we can, because he's going to be a part of this group moving forward and into the end of the season. And so, you know, we're going to need him, and we really believe in him.
This segment with Cubs outfielder Ian Happ brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Ian, you guys are getting a big lift, and I know the pitching hasn't been optimal of late. Shota Inaga back on Thursday. How big is that for this ball club, especially with the way the pitching's been going for the last week or so?
Just anytime you get a guy like that back, it's a huge infusion. I think, you know, Shota has been so dominant since day one here. And so getting a frontline starter like him back, it's a lift. It's like having a trade in the middle of the season. So I will say what the starting pitching has been able to do in his absence has been super impressive. You look at the team record since Shota's been gone, and you look at those guys being able to hold it down, and the way that Colin Ray has stepped into that role. You know, all of those things have been fantastic. And so we're really excited to get Shota back, and I'm excited to watch him pitch again. I don't know if you guys saw his lines in his rehab starts, but they were very good. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have him back on the bump.
So, Ian, let's go back to last week and the Mariners in town, and that was a slugfest for 3 days. Series didn't go great, but there were a lot of home runs, 21 of them. You guys hit 11. They hit 10. Just curious, from your perspective, having been and played at Wrigley as long as you have, Saturday, apparently, according to something called Ballpark Pal, was the first day in the last decade where temperatures were 90 or above and the wind was blowing out at a rate of 50 miles per hour or more. Were those the most conducive conditions for hitting the ball out of the ballpark that you've experienced at Wrigley?
One of, that's for sure. You know, in the last couple of years, we haven't had it. Wrigley just hasn't played that way very often or ever in the last couple of years. You know, I remember earlier in my career, a couple of days in 17, that it was blowing like that. You know, there's the end of 19 was pretty good. The second half of 21 was really good. So we had a few days like that, but the consistency of that 3-game series went blowing out. It was just really challenging for the pitchers that, you know, when you're standing up there, and you know that anything that gets hit in the air has a chance to be a home run, or is probably going to be a home run. It makes it really difficult. And so, yeah, that was one of the craziest kind of 3-game stretches I've seen from Wrigley. And it was a fun environment to hit in, that's for sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So Andrew McCutchen sends out a tweet talking about how he was told by a rep from Major League Baseball that the balls are different this year, talking about higher seams, which produces more drag on baseball, causing baseballs to not travel as far as they should. When asked why, he said he was told every baseball is hand-sewn, so no ball is the same. And then he was asked if there's something that can be done about correcting the current performance of the balls. He was told there was nothing that can be done about it this season, but that they are working hard on getting to the bottom of why the seams are higher. How much did you know about this before that tweet, and had you heard that, and what's your reaction to this news?
I think that we knew that the balls weren't carrying probably as great as they have. You know, there's inconsistencies every year and there's changes every year. So you're aware of it as a player. Just when you're hitting balls and you're not seeing them travel, there's definitely some moments like that. I think the one thing that we had heard from pitchers was just the inconsistency on the baseball that you'll get. I think this is probably the most that I've seen guys throwing balls out as soon as they get them, just because the feel of the baseballs, you know, umpire throws one back and they immediately throw it away. And I think it just, you've thrown so many balls over your life. Everybody knows what it should feel like. And if you get one that's off. So I think that it is a product of, they are handmade. Everyone is hand stitched. And so they're never going to be perfectly the same all the time. But yeah, everybody's playing at the same conditions, the same baseball. So it's part of it. You know, league average OPS right now it's low. It's not as low as it's been. You know, 22 was really low. And, so it's part of, the game and we're all dealing with it. And I think the players probably appreciate that Major League Baseball is willing to admit that it is different.
How surprised were you Friday when Sammy Sosa popped up at Wrigley?
Yeah, I really had no idea that he was going to be there. But, yeah, it was cool to be out on the field and see the ovation that he got from the fans and how much they appreciated him being there. And cool to be around for that moment. You know, it's very apparent just how much people appreciate him and appreciate what he did for the Cubs.
So, Ian, we sat here and watched the All-Star voting tabulation be updated and come out, and we see that while Seiya Suzuki is a distant third place in designated here, we've got some other guys who are still very much in the mix. Carson Kelly second in the voting and catcher, and phase one ends on Thursday at 11 a.m. Do you feel like there's a push? Carson Kelly went 2-for-3 last night against the Cards. Can you guys get Carson Kelly somehow into the All-Star game as a starting catcher?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the fans. It's going to be up to the fans. I think we really appreciate the fans getting out there voting and trying to send guys to the All-Star game. I think we have a lot of guys who are really deserving, who have had great starts to the season and are putting together really good first halves. And it's a really cool thing to be able to represent your team in the All-Star game. It means the world to players. So fans can get out and vote for these guys and get them to that game. I know that they'll represent the team well and the organization well and this fan base well, and it would be really cool to see a bunch of Cubs starting in that game.
All right, Ian, you know Chicago well. Cubs have lost 4 out of 5. This is a season full of high expectations. Fans see you in St. Louis. They don't want to see another game like last night. You are the master of keeping things on an even keel. How would you what would you say to people who were worried about the state of the Cubs right now after losing four of the past five?
You know what I would say is stick with us. It's a long season. We're in first place right now, and there's no panic in the clubhouse. I think we're all really confident in what this team can do. We're all really confident in the offense. You know, I know that we haven't put up as many runs as we'd like in the last couple of weeks, but that's coming. I think the offense is going to start clicking here, and we're going to start putting up a bunch of runs again, and I think there's going to be a little bit more stability. So there's no panic in the clubhouse. We're ready to keep this thing going over the next 3 months.
Your team was 16 home runs over the last week. That's more than anybody else in baseball. The wins just haven't come with that. I know listeners to the Compound Podcast, they still have a chance to get their hands on a Parse Rum jersey. Tell us about that and what's also the latest with the Connect Roasters.
Yeah, we're going to send out a few jerseys to fans, people that are sending in to the Compound socials that they went to Binny's and got a bottle of Parse. So we're going to get a couple of those out this month, and then Connect Roasters, the Home Run Club is looking juicy. There's a bunch of homers flying out of Wrigley this month, so people are going to be getting some dinger dollars and able to spend those on connectroasters.com. So if you haven't signed up for the Home Run Club, go do it now. Because balls are flying out of regulator, so a lot of dollars going out to those members, so we really appreciate it.
Thanks to our guest, Ian Happ, who joins us weekly and also hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. A reminder, new episodes drop each Wednesday, discussions about the Cubs and baseball. Thanks so much, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, so that was Ian Happ. And David, right, I appreciate you hanging out.
Even keel for Ian Happ.
So well, yeah, don't panic, Cubs just fans. Like the manager, just like the manager, Craig Counsell.
He is a good extension of Craig Counsell, really, when a player like that, and he's always been like that. From Joe Maddon through David Ross to Craig Counsell, Ian Happ has always been a guy who has maintained an even keel, which he's intense, but he's consistent.
Well,
he has some perspective.
That's the same thing I say about you every week, David.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, Marshall.
All right, so this is about the point in time where we say goodbye to David Haugh, who has pitched extra innings. He opened a second game in a doubleheader.
Why?
Because we needed him.
What is that from? What is that drop from?
I don't know, but I like it.
You guys mock me every time. You play that Y drop more than any other show. Why?
Because it's hilarious. That's why we do it.
Why did I stay here?
David.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
I appreciate you sticking around, man, and hanging out with me. And Russell Dorsey will be coming up.
Back tomorrow.
We're having a good time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.